It's now 7:45. This is New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Ganley in the studio with NHPR's Josh Rogers. We like to check in with Josh on Mondays for On the Political Front. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Rick.
Josh, it is official. The Democratic presidential primary will include more than just Hillary Clinton. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now in the race and says he's in it to win.
He is, Rick. And what else is he really going to say? And it's true at this point, anything is possible. But the main thing for Democrats right now is that they have a candidate to the left of Hillary Clinton on economic policy, which is likely to be Sanders' policy focus, but also on foreign policy. And however far-fetched it may seem to expect Sanders, who freely describes himself as a socialist, to really challenge Clinton strongly, given the disparity in resources, name recognition, institutional support, et cetera. Sanders is an articulate man who will say what he believes. And it's also true that a decent slug of core Democratic voters do agree with him on the issues. He raised a quick couple million dollars since getting into this race, which is a good first step towards the $40 to $50 million he believes he would need to run a serious primary. And when he campaigned here on Saturday, Sanders hit a house party and then went straight to an AFL-CIO event. So there's not much left to the imagination about where he's coming from the outset, another contrast with Hillary Clinton. But it's too soon to know whether all that many Democrats are capable of seeing the Vermont senator as plausibly presidential, or whether they view him more as someone who might be capable of holding Clinton's feet to the fire to the left. But whatever the case may be, one Clinton backer I spoke with at a house party held by her campaign told me they expected any Clinton alternative would start with a quick 30% support in the primary. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Busy as ever on the Republican side, lots of eyes on Chris Christie this week. He returns to New Hampshire with former aides facing charges for, you know, closing traffic on the George Washington Bridge last year. And the national press is essentially writing his political obituary.
That's true, Rick. The New York Times, for instance, had a piece yesterday that more or less put a fork in Christie's ambitions. It noted that he was banking almost entirely on a good result in New Hampshire at this point, and it featured some pretty tough quotes from union leader publisher Joe McQuaid. But it's true, candidates have come back from the dead in New Hampshire before. Think John McCain in 2008. They've also banked on New Hampshire when their popularity elsewhere shrunk out of desperation and gone nowhere. Think John Huntsman.
Speaking of failures, let me ask you about the defeat of gambling in the House last week. It lost by 50 votes. Now, last year it failed by one.
It did. And no one who's being honest will tell you they expected the margin we got last week. But the margin was bad for gambling activists. Governor Hassan also pushed House Democrats to back the bill. Most didn't. And, you know, it's kind of hard at this point not to see this as an issue that may have missed its moment in New Hampshire, if it ever could be said to have had one. It certainly never has in the New Hampshire House, you know, which doesn't mean there aren't still large budget pressures and a fairly widely shared view that the state needs to come up with more money to put together its next spending plan.
Yeah, and the Senate budget process is really about to get going with, a month or so to get the plan finished.
Yes, and if the Senate is going to make good on its talk, which is no dedicated fund raids, replenish the drained rainy day fund, revisit some of the Health and Human Services reductions, and roll in cuts to the state's largest business taxes, it's going to take some doing. It will probably also take a bump in revenue estimates to pull that off at a minimum. April is a telling month for business taxes, and we should be getting numbers on April's returns early this week, so that should be informative. But moving forward, one thing to watch as well is the degree to which Governor Hassan chooses to step out and push for priorities and the degree to which people pay any attention. Last week, for instance, the governor toured road projects on the seacoast that will be held up without more transportation spending. Two reporters also made the trip. I was one, and I have to say the governor was quite blunt. She said the Senate needs to come up with more money for infrastructure spending, and said if the Senate didn't like her suggestion, i.e. higher vehicle registration fees or the houses, more money on the gas tax, they ought to name their own method. The Senate has said they plan to do this budget without new taxes and fees. And, you know, the next 6 weeks, and let's hope it's only 6 weeks, could be quite interesting.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. You can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter, @JoshRogers, NHPR.